Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Jeff Spargo.
And you're with
the Mitchell Yancey Substance Abuse Task Force.
We welcome Jeff back with us today to finish the conversation that we started yesterday. Remember, if you haven't heard yesterday's program, it's available online right now at our website. Just look for Community Close-Up. When we talked yesterday, we talked about Appalachian Youth the Youth, what the group is, how many kids are involved, that type thing, and some of the activities that they have been doing in the last half of 2018. One of the other things they were involved in was Red Ribbon Week. We asked Jeff to tell us about Red Ribbon Week.
In collaboration with the youth kids, and then with the support of the schools, we were able to sponsor Red Ribbon Week activities back in October, where the kids actually read announcements each morning during the week of Red Ribbon Week, which is the last week of October, giving facts about why it's bad to take substances, how many people die or have issues from substances, that sort of thing. So they were doing awareness campaigns over the PA. Then during lunch, they had tables set up where they were able to take pledges from their peers pledging to be drug-free.
Ah.
And we had over 300 kids actually take that drug-free pledge during Red Ribbon Week.
Wow, now that is cool. And that's in the middle schools in both counties.
Yes, so that was in the middle schools in both counties. We also sponsored essay contests in both middle and the high schools. And then to kind of wrap things up at the end of the week, we were able to bring in a nationwide speaker, and he spoke in all the middle schools and the high schools across both counties and was really well received. I think we've brought in speakers in the past, but I think this one really connected with the kids.
Again, that's the type of thing, that's where the emphasis needs to be, and so thankful that the schools are able to work out to let them come in and talk to them.
We are so thankful for Mitchell and Yancey County Schools for partnering with us and allowing this to happen. Speaking of the schools, we also have been able to, in Yancey County Schools this year, to work out kind of a partnership where we are able to come in and do the drug prevention education as part of the health education program. So far, we've done Mountain Heritage High School, and we've done East Yancey. We have plans to do Cane River coming up in the spring, and then we'll go back to Mountain Heritage High and catch some of the kids that we missed this past time. Yeah, so wonderful things are going on.
There really are, and it's funny. I look at this and I think, golly, I'm not hearing about any of this, and it's all going on, but the people that matter is hearing about it, our children. They're the ones that have to, and it's youth to youth. If they make the decision and they work with each other, that'll fix it.
Absolutely. Got to start young.
Yeah, you just have to. And a lot of folks will say, oh, it's starting in the middle school, but no. In fact, they're probably, you could probably argue there's upper levels of the elementary schools even.
Absolutely.
So it's a great program that you've got going on. So anything else you want to tell me about?
Sure. So we have also been able to establish two safe needle disposal, I guess, pilot sites is what I would call it. So we've got in the public restrooms at the Yancey Health Department, and then at the Mitchell County Health Department, in those public restrooms, there are safe needle disposal boxes in there. If you've got diabetic needles and you know you need to use them in the restroom or whatever, you can put those in the box. Or if you've just got other needles that need to be disposed of, you're not sure what to do with them, you can drop those in those boxes in there in the public restrooms, and they'll be taken care of safely.
Well, and Sharps needles, you have to be careful how you handle them to start with. You've been doing pretty good collecting with the drugs and stuff with the drop boxes, but that's something new, so that's cool. So you hopefully maybe that will expand?
Yes, we hope to expand maybe into some other businesses as well, some other local businesses. Hopefully we can get them to take part in this event as well. As you mentioned, we do have the drug drop boxes in both counties, but with those drug drop boxes, we cannot put needles in there. Because the way that they just kind of fall into a box, and then when the law enforcement officers are emptying it, it kind of puts them at risk if there's needles in there. If you are unable to take your needles to the new disposal boxes that we have at the health departments, you can put them into old detergent bottles and then just wrap them up with sturdy tape like duct tape and then write on there Sharps, and then you can just toss those in the trash, and that's the other best way to get rid of them if you cannot get to a Sharps container.
And one thing about it, you guys at the Substance Abuse Task Force and all the pharmacies in the area, if you have questions about that type of thing, if you're using them, and like you say, for insulin or whatever, just ask somebody. They'll help you with help you get rid of them safely.
And that goes for any kind of needles, whether they're legal or illegal
use.
Yeah,
that's just needles. Mm-hmm. That's all we're saying. And, of course, the drug drop boxes are available all the time.
Drug drop boxes are available here in Yancey County at the town hall where you pay your water bill. And then there's also one over at the Yancey County Sheriff's Office. And then in Mitchell County, there is one at the Mitchell County Sheriff's Office and then the Spruce Pine Police Department. You're welcome to take your over-the-counter medications and your prescription medications there anytime to drop them off.
And you can't emphasize enough keeping them safe when you've got them at home. If you're not going to be using them, get rid of them. And include in that your pet medications as well.
Absolutely. Pet medications can be just as dangerous as regular prescription medications for people. And this is one of the reasons, too, that we've really been pushing our medication lot boxes as well to keep your medications locked up at home. Most people who might be looking for a medication are going to go straight to the bathroom, straight into that medicine cabinet, or they might go look on your nightstand beside your bed. By locking them up in these lock boxes that we have and putting them kind of out of sight, it makes it a lot more difficult for people to access those who might be looking to do something kind of nefarious with them. Mm-hmm. Or it also kind of keeps those powerful medications in a safe place where somebody's not going to accidentally take them as well.
Right. Yeah. So you just need to be careful with them. Thanks again to Jeff Spargo with the Mitchell Yancey Substance Abuse Task Force. We really appreciate him taking time to be with us both yesterday and today to tell us about some of the things going on in the last part of 2018 with the task force. Remember, you can always find out more at the website pathwnc.org, and also they have a Facebook presence for the Mitchell Yancey Substance Abuse Task Force. Thanks again to Jeff Spargo, and thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.